Hey, this is Fish and Frank, Captain Ronnie Jones on the line. What you up to today, Mr. Jones?
Actually, Frank, I'm just kind of getting up and around. I had a cancellation I found out about this morning. I was already on my way to the boat, and my clients had a medical emergency, so...
Seems to be a year for that.
Yeah, I'm working on rods and reels this morning. I'm not really awake, to be honest with you.
I get that. I'm trying to wake myself up. My coffee's still brewing over there. I took a late start myself. So, what's the fishing been like the last few days?
I've been catching a lot of smoke. Fish is getting kind of tight. It's we're about a month ahead on this whole thing. I mean, it's just this water's warmed up so much. And there are huge patches of that nasty decaying moss. And it's just kind of tightened things down. There's still a pretty good bite offshore. I've been catching a few cobia, some Goliath grouper, and some regular grouper, a few mackerel still, and booze.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's all bad.
No, it's not too bad. It's just, it's not as good as it was a couple of weeks ago. I'm still catching a lot of fish, but it's tight down to where it used to be. I had a bunch of places I could do that. Now I've only got a handful.
Gotcha. Now, have you been doing mostly bait for the snook?
Yeah, that's all I've been doing, live baiting them. Shiners.
How are shiners defined this year? I know last year we had none.
This year's been pretty good. It's been fairly easy. Now here just in the last couple of weeks it's starting to tighten down on that too. I think most of those shiners are getting ready to go spawn and they're starting to leave these flats. There's not nearly as many around as there was a couple of weeks ago. It's kind of spotty, I would say.
We had some up here in the harbor around the markers, and you been seeing any over by Pirate Harbor or anything?
You know, I haven't been around there to look for them. I haven't seen any. Usually I see those birds when I'm going home in the afternoons. I'll see them pounding out there, and I haven't. But I've seen a couple of boats trying there. I don't know if they're getting or not. I know a couple of people have told me they've been catching some down at Two Pine. I've been getting mine closer towards my Lachey, so I really couldn't,
gotcha.
Couldn't say about anywhere else.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about Devilfish, a little bit over at Placida, Jug Creek, you know, people keep sporadically hitting the markers up here, but the one guy sent me a picture of his white bait. It was all thread fins.
Yeah, that'll happen. Well, the other side of that is I went out trying to catch some thread fins for a tarpon trip there a couple days ago, and I went to just up around one of the markers, and I made a throw, and I wasn't expecting it. I was throwing on thread fins. I could see them down there, but I didn't catch any thread fins. My whole net was Christmas tree with white bait.
I'll be darned. Yeah, I mean, you know, no matter what you're looking for, but the way to tell the difference for you folks listening is thread fins also have a green back, but it's a brighter color green, and it's got black dots in it, and when you grab the dorsal fin, there's a long thread extension to the dorsal fin, and hence the name thread fin. And greenbacks are bigger, more solid, more of a chunk, and they're... If you have a fish, say both fish were 3 inches long, I would say that the regular greenback or hard scale sardine would be 2 to 3 times as heavy, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And they're much more hardy.
They last a lot longer, yes.
Yeah, they'll actually live on you. The thread fins tend to, if you have any kind of pressurized spray in your live well, it just knocks the scales off and they die.
Yeah, you're right about that. I've got my live well set up where I can do them either way. And when you can hold twice the bait on regular white bait or shiners as you can with threads. So when I'm using just shiners, I end up spraying that down there and bubbling that mess. And when I don't, I turn it off to where it's just putting water dripping down on them.
Yeah, I reset my well up. I put the water intakes, or, you know, where I pump the water in, on the very bottom of the live well, and then I just put two covers over it so they're just free-flowing. And it puts the water in at the bottom, it all raises up and goes out the drains at the top. And it worked out really good for, actually, both species. I haven't had a problem with either one. But it was a different way of doing it. I eliminated all the pressure and just went to high volume with no pressure.
Getting poor.
Yeah. A little different. So... Mm-hmm. Have you been up in the harbor at all lately?
I've been doing most of my stuff. Has been up around Burnt Store, and I've been down around Bokeh a little bit. So it's been Bulls Bay for me. It's dried up totally. I mean, I can't hardly get a bite over there. There's all that west wall is just pure yellow from that decaying moss.
Gotcha.
So I haven't been doing anything there. I've been a little bit around Pirate Harbor, and like I say, around that, a little bit around Two Pines and Bokeh, and
now, how's the area down by Matt Lachey? You been south of there at all?
I have not been that way, Frank. I've been doing all of my fishing just kind of in that circle right there from Brunswick to Bokeh.
Well, my first rule of fishing is go where it's close and the fishing's good. I don't want to run unless I have to. Gas is expensive. Time on the motor's expensive.
Exactly right.
I was up the oil spill, and they put me on emergency response, which meant you sit for hours waiting for emergency call. And the guy says, they said, how can you stand it? I said, are you kidding me? I get paid exactly the same amount as you do, and my boat's sitting there. I go out, idle it every once in a while, make sure it's running good, so if I have to leave. But other than that, I don't, you know, no abuse on my boat, and I get paid the same. I said, this is great. Saved me a ton of money while I was up there. But there was other days there was always lots to do. But anyway, going back to the fishing, so have you seen much out there besides the snook? I mean, how are the cobia, Goliath?
I've been catching quite a few cobia, doing around the markers and that kind of stuff, and some of the public wrecks. But I haven't seen any on the reef. Most all the ones I've seen have been offshore. Out in the middle of the bay.
Oh, okay.
Out on the flat. Not up on the reef, you know, you kind of run down the bar there, usually you can find them, but I haven't seen any on the bar. They've all been out way out in the deep water, somewhere around some kind of structure.
So if you're going to look for
quite a few. We caught, Friday, we caught two out of three that came up on the boat, and Monday, I think we caught about four or five. We didn't catch one that was a keeper. We had one up that was beside the boat that was a keeper. But the one on Friday was like 36, 38 inches, something like that. It was a big one.
That's a nice fish.
Yesterday we had two up around the boat and never got a hook with one of them. They kind of came up and then they disappeared.
I hate it when that happens. That's just annoying. There they are, they're there! Gone? What do you mean, gone?
I'm telling those guys, put a bait right here, and they're swimming right around the boat. They're like, do you want it? I said, reel it up real quick, put a bait right here, and then they just kind of turned and went off. That was the last time we saw them.
That hurts. But, yeah, well, it's nice. I mean, I've been hearing pretty good reports about the cobia. I think that's bite's going to stay pretty steady for the next month or so. And tarpon, I guess, talking to a couple people, they said it was a little slow. It was picking back up. You going to be back out doing much tarpon?
Yeah, I've been doing mostly flats trips. I've got I just haven't had much call for the tarpon. I've got a couple of trips coming. I had a couple trips last week, and I've got a couple at the end of this week. But I haven't been doing much. Kind of glad of it. Everybody that I've talked to is the same thing. Tarpon bite's been pretty slow.
Yeah, they said they're expecting, if you're going to get them, you're going to need thread fins right now. It's pretty much going to be a thread fin bite, and sometime this week it'll switch back over to crabs. So.
Yeah, I would imagine about those afternoon tides, that fall and tide. But it's been, the flat bite's been pretty good for me, and we've been catching a lot of fish. I mean, a snook is all you want. But, you know, you catch so many snook, and the majority of them are small. Every now and then we'll pull one. We pulled a couple, three, four, over 30 inches this week.
Now, most of the monster ones are out by the barrier islands going to be spawning. And the ones you got, they'll be leaving the spawn next season. But this season, they're still kind of just hanging out, not really sure that they're supposed to go out there yet. But still makes for a really fun day. I mean,
we're catching a ton of them right around 28, 27, you know what I mean, that size. You can catch one, a couple places I've got, it's almost every cast.
I was really surprised to learn that in some instances, snook can reach that size in 2 years. Shocked me. I would have knew that. It was a 5 or 6 year thing to get that size, but I was reading a growth study a while back on the snook, and I think that's why I was saying those really haven't figured out they're supposed to go out there yet. I think they're a lot younger than you think. I think that
I never knew that. I was going to say, I always heard the same thing as you, Frank. I always heard that a 24 or 25 inch fish was about a 5-year-old fish.
No, they did that otolith study where they're cutting, you know, they cut open the heads and take out that bone and slice it and count the rings, and they found some very young fish in that middle-high 20s, and it really surprised me. And that's why I started thinking about when you're catching all those at when they should be out there spawning, I just don't think they're old enough. I don't think they understand yet.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where they're big enough, just not old enough yet, and just not, don't have the experience. Now, next year, all those fish will move out and be part of the spawning thing, but I think they're still too young. I don't think they figured it out yet. And because I was wondering myself why there would be so many, this is when they're supposed to be spawning, and why are there so many snook along these along the east side and these other places. And I read that study and I went, you know what, I think they're just young and dumb. I just don't think they know to be out there yet.
I think you may hit the nail on the head. I never thought about that. I always thought they were older than that, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me, but I guess snook can really grow explosively when they want to. But to me, I figured first year, 6-8 inches, second year, 12 to 18, third year, you know, maybe 20, fourth year, mid-20s, fifth years, around 30 inches. But I had no idea that they could get up, in less than 2 years into that slot. So, huh. I guess that's what they got scientists for.
Yeah. That's what they see. I guess that's the way it is.
Yeah, well, they're counting rings on the otolith, and the otolith is that little bone inside their head, and they have to, obviously kill them to do it. They cut into their head, take out these little bones, and then take a very fine saw and cut that little bone in half, and literally count the rings under a microscope the same way you count rings in a tree. So, just one of those weird factoids of life. But anyway, you see much of anything else in the flat back there?
Man, that's about it. The trout bite for me has been sporadic at best. I mean, I'm catching one here and one there. Like I say, catching a few cobia and grouper and that kind of stuff.
I guess the one thing we avoid talking about is redfish.
Oh, man, redfish has been tough to come by. If I get a good tide, if it gets up big and high, I've got about 2 or 3 places where I'm catching a few, but not many. I mean, I'm on that tower of my boat looking and riding and every day, and there just aren't many redfish. I mean, it doesn't matter where you go.
I think that's why everybody's avoiding talking about them. Nobody wants to go, oh, yeah, we caught redfish, but, I don't know if I can do it tomorrow.
Well, yesterday we caught 4 redfish yesterday, and I didn't catch one the prior 2 days. So that just tells you about the redfish fishing right now.
So basically right now back on the flats, you got a good shot at the snook, slim on the trout, possibly I would say a little better on the redfish than the trout right now, but still all in all, pretty much it's a snook bite at this moment.
Yeah, you know what else is showing up in the snapper? I'm catching a lot of them. If I really wanted to target, if people want to catch fish to eat right now, the snapper is starting to show up quite a few places that I'm fishing.
Now, I've been running a lot of snappers under the mangroves, right in the troughs in front of the mangroves. Last week,
yep,
I was hearing that. I took off a couple of days. That's why nobody's heard from me. And came in Tuesday or Wednesday and did a couple reports. Stayed home yesterday. And today I'm back on the air trying to find out what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Around the mangroves, they're just kind of showing up. While I've been doing my snook fishing, all of a sudden we'll catch a snapper. We caught some really nice ones. So, 15, 16-inch snappers.
I guess we've kind of covered over the flats, and people keep an eye out for cobia when they're out in the middle of the harbor. A lot of tarpon around, kind of tough to get the bite. Good snook bite, fair on the redfish and the trout are better to be lucky than good, but the snapper bite picking up.
That's exactly right.
Well, I guess if you don't have anything else, I won't bother you no more.
That's about it, Frank. Have a great day.
All right. Well, this is Fish and Frank in the chair. We got Captain Marty Jones on the phone. And if you want to get out, catch some nice smoke, or I'm sure you can entice him into doing a little tarpon fishing. And he's been having a good time with some cobia as well. So always a good time with Captain Ron. So we will catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Thanks again, Ronnie.
Thank you, Frank.